Paul, we've talked about him a lot as of late, but from your standpoint, what does it mean for Kyle Connor to get recognized by the National Hockey League today?
Well, it's fitting. He's put on quite a stretch of points, but he, as I said last night, he's just gotten better all year, and kind of a turning point game on the road in Carolina. He played about as well as you can play and didn't score, and I think he may have felt that. He had a stretch where he wasn't putting the puck in the net, but he really did a nice job of staying with his game and not changing his game. You see that with young players very often. If they don't get the result, they'll go back to a game maybe that they used to play, but he didn't do that. And now he's playing the exact same game. He's got some confidence, got a good feel for the puck. So he's doing great things. I'm happy for him. He's earned it.
About 12 hours after the fact, where you think about getting the win last night, clinching, the atmosphere in the building, just kind of that whole picture when you look back on it.
Yeah, I mean, the game was exciting, so that's what you bring into it. We think probably in the back of everybody's mind for a while, I'm pretty sure we were going to make the playoffs and we were going to get that spot. It's good to have that, but we didn't. It really wasn't a celebration after. Building was great. Building's usually great, but and they saw a very exciting game, which kind of brought the energy level up, and you went into shootout, so they get to see all parts of the National Hockey League's events. So lots of fun in there, but pretty even keel today.
What about an update on Jacob Trouba?
Jake cleared his test, so he'll go to full contact. One of the challenges we'll have right now is there's not going to be any practice time from now to the end of the regular season with our schedule. And we're not going to put him back into the lineup until he banging on the door saying he knows he's right. He's as good as we can say he is. He's cleared. He feels strong, but he has to get into contact and he has to get harder minutes. And we're going to be real patient with that.
How does this team this year feel different than 2014-15 team?
Well, both teams had a real good understanding of who they were. You know, we had a kind of a grinding, hard game that we played. We were a high event team, penalties both ways, lots of hits, and really a straight line team. Right? There was not a lot of over creativity. We didn't have it. So we played a certain style of game. And our team has a slightly different style, skill-based style. It's changed. But the identity of it, the understanding of the game that we have to play, I think is just as good.
Back to Kyle for a moment. Paul, besides the goals, obviously, what is it that you've seen in his game recently that's really stood out to you?
What he's built on over the year is his ability to influence the game when we don't have the puck. So you can call that defense, but there's quite a bit more to it. The number of pucks that he knocks down, and I'm not just talking about the takeaways that you see on the sheet as a statistic, but the number of passes that he doesn't allow to be direct, how he closes on people, how he gets to his position quick. And then as he gets to be more known, the way he changes the way people defend him, right? Very aware of that speed. I mean, he's such extreme speed from standing to top speed. He's getting a slightly more room at times offensively, but the defensive part of the game is just the hardest. That's not right. The right word. It takes the longest, I think, for young players to see the value of it. Most of these guys, if they're playing in the league at 18, 19, 20, it's not because of their defensive game, right? That's something that's learned, and experience is a big piece of that. But he's made huge strides in just that. When he doesn't have the puck, he's influencing the game.
And maybe your answer right there. But so is it the experience of now the number of games that he has under his belt that you attribute that switch to?
Or? I think it starts with an internal drive to be good. I know that sounds so cliche, everybody wants to be good, but he worked that part of his game and then might have the best mentor. He's got one of the best mentors in the league for that on the other wing. So he's got a fantastic model every day in practice in a game. So he's been able to play with it, watch it, have somebody on the bench talk to him about specific plays, and it's way more powerful coming from a player than from a coach. Because the things we're talking about are hard things to do. And if you're a 30-goal guy, you don't necessarily have to do all those hard things, but we needed you to do them if we're going to win. So he's bought into that, and he's been great in that area.
What's your sense of how much this team's potential this year?
hoping not as much as the pure enjoyment of right now, of the excitement of watching them play. So we can talk about where we might get to or how good we are, but if you went to the game last night, nobody wanted a refund. So we play a pretty good game, a pretty exciting game. It's fast. There's lots of skill. There's, I would say, chances both ways, but that's not how we play. We're a pretty darn good defensive team. I think I will tell you, so I'll answer that question in the comments I got last year and the year before. We love watching you guys play. So even if we weren't winning games, but they could see the kids and how exciting they were at least having fun in the painful growth period. It was still pretty exciting. There we were trading chances. It was exciting at both ends of the rink. And now I think, I mean, maybe there's the excitements about the potential of where this team could get to or what it looks like over the next 5 or 6 years. But I hope they're having fun right now with it too.
I want to ask you about two moments in the season particularly. First off, this is a bit specific, but it was November 16th. I think Matthew Perreault had just returned from injury. And it was the first time that I noticed Lowry and Kopp come out as a matchup unit against Giroux and his line mates. And I'm wondering if that was something you always knew was coming, if that was a decision that game or what you see from
them. We've had the injuries over the year have changed what we would have shown as our plan, right? If Adam's been training for that kind of role and that kind of job since he got here. Andrew Kopp came in as a center, but we really liked him last year when he got to the wing. We felt that it was even better. How it fits on the right wing with that. We have Tanev, we have Armia, Hendricks can be in that mix. So we have a bulk of guys that play that style of game. They're important, they're penalty killers. But whether they come off the bench in a pure shutdown role changed slightly when Paul Stastny came. So if Paul's not here, they're probably coming out really hard in that role. Last night, I would get away from it. It wasn't the key piece to the game. Flow is more important for our bench, getting everybody involved, keeping them, then I'm not pulling a line off the ice. I don't need to. And I'm not going to sit good players that have some skill that I don't want to play against the other team's best. We'll play those guys against the other team's best. So it's specific to zone starts, time of game, D pairings that's on the ice against. Those are the things we would look at.
For sure. I imagine
you're cut off on specific questions, though, by the way, for the rest of it. Everybody gets a limit. That's an analytics. I don't know if that number's 10, and I think that might have been 9, so make this one a good one. Or save it. That's yeah. The other option.
I'm going to save it and just ask, do you, with the four lines that you have that you can roll out pretty confidently, like you just sort of implied, do you ever sort of just check yourself, like feeling very privileged and lucky for those for that depth?
Well, I spent 21 years doing it the different way, so I'm very aware of how deep our center ice is.
With the Leafs likely to be the only Canadian team to make it this year, how do you feel about the fact everyone outside of Toronto is likely going to be cheering for the Jets this year?
Oh, I'm not going down that road with you. Not one chance in hell.
How about not with
We're
me,
just nice and happy right here. What everybody else thinks or does, they feel free.
The folks, the Nats in Toronto really want to hear the answer to that one.
I know they do, and you know what? That's the difference between being young and getting older. You don't always get what you want, and you come to accept that.
Can I ask for a clarification on Truba then? Sorry. If you don't have the practice time, what, like,
he's cleared
is he
for
a player
full,
on the trip at all?
He's cleared for full contact.
Yeah.
So we'll slowly start amping that up. If we were in a different situation, we had lots of practice time, maybe that would come faster, you know. We're not in a hurry. We don't need it. I want him back when he's banging on the door saying there's no doubt. As far as we know medically, for as far as we've come with concussion protocols and all the other things, he's good to go. Got to get him back on the ice. That was a pretty significant hit, but he also came off it really good, right? He didn't have symptom lapse days. He went straight line, feeling great, wrote his test, all's good. But in this, there's always stuff that we don't know. So we're just going to be patient with it right now because we have time to be. He gets 5 or 6 days out, and he's practicing, he's taking hits, and he's banging on my door. I say, look, you put me in, then we'll talk about it. But I'm gonna be real patient. I'm going to hold him out probably longer than he wants to be held out.
When you talk to rookies, a lot of times they'll come into the league and they'll say the thing that kind of blows them away is the work ethic that everyone – so in your mind with a guy like Jack Roslovic or Kyle Connor, how long does it take for them to fully understand and realize the commitment that it takes? And then at that point, how long does it take for them physically to be able to push themselves to the degree that a player like Mark Scheifele or Blake Wheeler would?
That is so player specific. What's interesting about both those guys, Jack Roslovic especially, his fitness numbers were absolutely off the charts at training camp. You don't ever see kids come in with numbers like that. And Kyle was in that range. So that has a big piece to it. There's a mental part to it. And we've got good mentors here, so I think that's why some of these kids have come in and taken it so quickly. But what Kyle Connor's done from the style of play that he came in 2 years ago, all through last year, even through training camp to today, very fast-tracked. Quite a bit ahead of where I thought you could get a young player to. And those aren't the right string of words because I didn't break a sweat once doing it. He did a phenomenal job of pushing himself and driving himself so that he can. A lot of young guys physically can't do it over the course of the year because at the three-quarter pole, they're fading. They're not getting stronger. He's getting stronger in his game. Right, physically, he looks like he's got way more jump, more power in his game. Jack, it's different because he's in and out of our lineup a little bit, so he doesn't have that opportunity to kind of show it every night and show progress like that every night. But he went from not in the lineup to fourth-line wing to higher up the lineup because when he got into the games, what we liked about him was his wall play and his intensity on the puck. So that bought him the extra minutes. It's kind of what Kyle did too, kind of up and down last year and then in and out a little bit at the start this year, and then all his play just kind of bought him more minutes.
So if you're a fan and you're looking at his season as a whole, you may be tempted to think what's happening recently is a hot streak. From your take, right, what you're seeing from him right now, is this more indicative of what you feel he is as a player now, never mind just on a hot streak?
Sure, just take the goals out of it. I take the streak of the puck going into the out of it. It doesn't matter. The game that he played in Carolina was every bit as good as the game that he played last night, except there's a little more confidence. He's got it going. But what he can do to prepare prior to a game, not knowing if he's going to score, not knowing if he's going to get an assist or not, is that game. And if you can do that, then you're always hot. You're always a good player. You're not scoring every night, but your line mates will. Or more importantly, the Jets got a way better chance of winning.
Is tomorrow an Eric Comrie night, Paul, or no?
Is this like a bobblehead question?
No. Just Connor skipped. I mean, the last few times Connor skipped instead of going on the skate. Or
haven't made that decision yet. Still working on that.
Mason obviously was out taking shots today. Where are him and Hutchinson at?
Probably fairly close to the same. So Michael's cleared his concussion protocol as well. So it's kind of the same thing. Goalies are a little different. We got to get him back and moving that. And we got to get him a volume of shots. So I would say Hutch and Mace are probably on par, fairly close to each other. But it's still maybe 4 or 5 days away before we start looking at him as in a backup role. So we'll see Eric at some point here. We're spending an awful lot of time talking with Connor Hellebuck right now, checking how he's feeling because he's actually had some rest, right? We spent a month, he played a lot of hockey, but we spent a month at home here where we never traveled. And then in this last block, we've built into some 3 and 4 days where he's really not doing anything at all. So he's feeling strong. It's all rhythm now. We'll talk about whether he wants the Boston and whether it's Chicago or in Toronto. You know, he's definitely coming out of probably 2 of the road games. And then we'll see maybe which one of the home games he wants, if he wants to pull one out there as well.